أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. The 12th of Jumad al-Awwal, 1445 al-Hijri, corresponding to the 26th of November 2023. Press release. The women's section of حزب التحرير in the Wilaya of Lebanon held a seminar within the framework of the Women's Global Day of Action for Palestine, translated. Today, Sunday, the women's section of Hizb al-Tahrir, Wilaya of Lebanon, held a seminar in the capital, Beirut, within the framework of the Women's Global Day of Action for Palestine, to call on the Muslim armies to save the women and children of Gaza and liberate the entire blessed land of Palestine, in the presence of women attendees. The seminar began with the recitation of verses from the Noble Quran from Surat Muhammad. This was followed by a speech by Sister Rana Mustafa, member of the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir, on behalf of Dr. Nazreen Nawaz, director of the Women's Section in the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir, entitled, "Only the Entire Liberation of Palestine by the Muslim Armies Can End the Genocide." The speech highlighted the Ummah's capabilities and resources that enable its armies to move to liberate Palestine, and that it is impossible to take place under the current regimes. Rather, there must be a guardian who people fight from behind, loyal to his ummah and keen on its interests. This speech also addressed the armies to take action and save our people in Gaza. Loud takbirs and chants in support of Gaza and its people followed the speech. A video was shown afterwards entitled, quote, "Gaza is under fire. Move, O armies, so that you gain the honor and erase the shame," end quote. The second speech was delivered by Sister Ihsan Muhammad, entitled, "Are You Still in Your Barracks?" in which she sent four messages. The first was for the scholars of the Sultan's government to fear Allah, to fear Him, and to stop failing the Muslims. The second was for the rulers. The third was for the armies to take their role in defending the people of Palestine. As for the fourth message, it was for the women regarding the importance of their role and their importance of seeking the sincere, effective word of truth. She concluded her speech with practical recommendations for those present to carry the call and incite the armies and to not despair in Allah's victory. The speech was then followed by chants and a video calling the Ummah's soldiers. The third and final speech was delivered by Reem Mohsen, entitled Pain and Hope, in which she spoke about the hopes that were generated as a result of the Gaza war, which included the failure of Western plans to break up the Ummah and erasing the issue of Palestine from memory, and also included people embracing Islam after seeing the steadfastness of Gaza and its people. The seminar was concluded by a supplication by Sister Khadija Akash, in which she asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for acceptance and success, to remove the sin of our negligence towards the people of Gaza, to open the hearts of the armies and strengthen them in jihad for the sake of Allah, and to grant us the Khilafah, Caliphate state, on the method of the prophethood. The seminar ended with several interviews with the speakers and attendees about the solution for Gaza issue. The women's section of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya Lebanon.